Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you got any advice for 21-year-olds who, I guess, seem pretty lost and they don't really know which direction to go in? What would you offer to those guys in terms of advice?
Oh, I've got loads of pieces of advice. Loads. If you don't know what to do, don't go to university. Yeah. That's the first thing. If you know what you want to do and you need a university degree to do it, then obviously pursue that. If you don't know what you want to do, going to university is going to burn 3 or 4 years of your time and likely get you into a bunch of debt and a bunch of trouble that you don't need. If you don't know what you're doing, avoid university. Step number one. Two, don't waste time on frivolous pursuits. Stop trying to live like the man unless you've actually become the man first. Don't chase women too much. Don't chase having fun too much. Don't chase clout too much. Don't try to be seen in cool places that you can't actually afford to be in. You know, Dubai is actually a very interesting example of this. I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent here, but that's all good advice. It's simple. Dubai is a very good example of this because Dubai is a place where people can look like they're doing something big when they're doing absolutely nothing at all. Mm-hmm. There are hotels in Dubai, like the hotels I stay at, that are $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a day, $10,000 a day. They do exist. And there are also hotels in Dubai up near the old town where, you know, the laborers and the workers stay that cost $35, $40, $50 a day. That does happen. You could fly to Dubai, and people do this, men do this, with no money, because men don't have the ability to just, you know, hit dating apps in Dubai and live the good life. They come to Dubai with their friends. They have no money in their pockets. They have a nice shirt that they'll wear, fine. And they'll take a taxi from their really cheap hotel down to downtown, picture in front of the Burj Khalifa, click, picture in front of a Lamborghini, click. Now they're a guy with a picture in front of a Lamborghini in Dubai. They're a guy who hangs out in Dubai now. He's at the Burj Khalifa. He makes less than $1,000 a month, probably. You know, people do this. They literally clout chase based on location. And that is the biggest waste of time that I've ever heard of. You know, go on a vacation within your budget and have fun with your friends, by all means, and take your mind off trying to be somebody. But yeah, people pretend too hard today. And the effort it takes to pretend short term will make you look richer or cooler or more successful than you are. But if you take all the time that you spend pretending and actually invest it into trying to become what you're pretending to be, you'll get there. A lot of people, including my brother, who say that reading books is largely a waste of time. I used to have time to waste. Books are entertainment. People read and they think that reading is going to make them rich or make them successful. I feel like reading is putting your brain on pause. You know, you might be entertained for a while, but I just feel like it's a higher form of Netflix to me, you know? And even, you know, success books, you know, I saw a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad somewhere here in your apartment. Yeah. I'm not saying that reading that isn't entertaining. I mean, there's a movie called The Pursuit of Happiness about, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, Will Smith movie where he gets successful and stuff, but it's still not going to make you rich. You were already who you were before you bought that book. I know that book isn't that old. But if you're young and you're broke and you don't have anything in life, I don't feel like these success-based, what I would call success porn books, these, you know, alter your mindset, alter your life kind of books are going to benefit you massively. I've read loads of books, but I read for entertainment. And then again, people think reading makes you smarter. I agree. And they think smarter makes you richer. And I disagree. Mm-hmm. So again, some of the smartest people in the world are flat broke, working in some university somewhere, explaining, you know, physics theories to a bunch of kids who've paid their tuition fees. And they're broke. So no, smart doesn't necessarily equal rich. So don't think reading equals smart, smart equals rich. I would avoid books, actually, if I was trying to make something of myself and trying to make money. I would avoid books besides maybe half an hour before going to sleep. So I ran a business with my brother that failed before I was 21 years old. That qualified me more to run a successful business than anyone who from age 18 to 23 studied business at university for 5 years and got a master's in business. Me, having run my one failed company, was more qualified to run a successful company after that than they were. Because the person who they learned from at university doesn't run successful companies. It's just a bunch of book learning. It's a bunch of theory that isn't really applicable to real business, in my opinion. University has a monopoly on the borrowing power of young people. The financial borrowing power that I have as a multimillionaire is huge. Young people have none. If you're 18, 19, and you try to get a loan, you can't get one. University has a monopoly on this. So if you're in the United Kingdom, and this is very, very sad, and you are 18 years of age, and you go to a bank with a great plan, you say, I am going to start a business. My name's Tristan Tate. I'm 18 years old. The bank's already not interested. But let's say they even heard you out, and you had a nice, solid business plan, and said, I need £30,000. I'm going to start this business. It's going to become a successful company in my town. Eventually, I'm going to expand to London. I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 25. This is my business plan. Can I have £30,000? No. It will be no 100% of the time. If you're an 18-year-old kid and you say, hey, I want to be a pilot. I don't want to join the military and fight your bullshit wars that you want us all to fight to get a pilot's license. Plus, a lot of pilots, they want you to go to university first nowadays. But regardless, I want to be a pilot. Can I borrow £30,000? I need this many hours of flying time at this airfield on these aircraft. If I complete all these various hours, I'll have a pilot's license by the time I'm 21. Then I want to apply to work for airlines. Can I borrow some money, Mr. Banker? No. Hi, I don't really know what I want to do with life. I'm 18. Don't really know what I want to do. So I'm going to study business, economics. Oh, here's your check for 60 grand, 70 grand. Ching, ching. Here you go. Enjoy paying it back one day. They have a monopoly on the borrowing power of young people. And I don't believe that if the battlefield was fair and amounts of money were offered for things like pilot's licenses, for things like business idea startups, I feel like if the borrowing power of young people was not concentrated and monopolized by university, young people could flourish so much better and so much more. Mm-hmm. But it is, which is why I'm going to plug very quickly the real world, the educational platform myself and my brother have. We have 18 millionaires teaching 18 different modern ways of wealth creation. And the subscribe, it's $149 a month to join, but $49 a month after that to stay inside. $49. Everyone makes $49. And now you have 18 actual millionaires giving you lessons and telling you how to make money. Before you want to go to university, if you don't know what you're doing, go to the faculty car park. Go to the parking lot of your university where the teachers park and look what they're driving. Hmm. You won't see one car that you'll ever want, ever. So these are the people who are teaching you. These are the people who you're listening to.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.